May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. I just thought I'd share a little word. So many people I know every New Year make New Year's resolutions that they never keep. And so it's not that it's wrong to make decisions first of the year, but you probably shouldn't have to wait till the first of the year to decide for some area in your life that you think God's not pleased with. But just in case you're one of those, and at whatever time of the year you've decided to for changes to come, then I'll give you some word that'll help you. So this is some familiar places from for those who are CTKers from Song of Solomon. And this is Song of Solomon chapter 2 and verse 15. This is the Lord speaking to us, his bride. He says, catch the foxes for us. So that's the responsibility that we have. He has a responsibility of making us aware that there are foxes, but we have to. There's a part we play, choices that we make. The little foxes, those small ones, that are ruining the vineyard in our hearts. Song of Solomon, our inner man, our walk with the Lord, our heart relationship with him is the vineyard. Catch the foxes, little foxes that are ruining your vineyard while your vineyards are in blossom. I don't know if you've noticed it, that whenever you make breakthrough in the Lord or whenever you're making advances, the enemy usually doesn't step back and applaud and then send out tweets all over saying how proud he is of how well you're doing, that you've actually made some advances in the Lord. The truth is that there's always battles to keep you from advancing, but when you make breakthroughs and advances, he wants to intercept. While your heart's in blossom, while you're bearing fruit, while things are going on, all of a sudden you find that there's this battle. And the enemy's really smart. So again, he doesn't usually show up at your front door and knock and show up in a red suit with a long tail and horns. He comes in the form of little foxes, things that are kind of unnoticeable, things that you may even be used to or not that unfamiliar or not that big a deal. But it's the little foxes that ruin the vineyard. And one of the great lessons we can learn is that as you're moving in the Lord and making advances in the Lord, it's the little foxes you have to keep an eye out for. Not the lions and tigers and bears, oh my, but the little foxes, because they're the ones, because they eat at the root. But again, they're the most unnoticeable. And then he says this. It says, my beloved is mine, I am his. He pastures his flocks and lilies. Those are take too long to explain all that. Until the cool of the day when the shadows flee away, turn, my beloved, be like a gazelle or a young stag on the mountains of Bether. And the word Bether just means separation. And what's happened here is that the Lord says, catch the foxes, catch the little foxes for us that are running the vineyards, because the end game is going to be mountains of separation in terms of our relation, our walk, your walk with me. They may be little foxes, but what they're after are mountains of separation from where you were. And then this scripture from Song of Solomon chapter 8. And this is the Shulamite who's grown in maturity in the Lord and now speaking to Jesus, says, we have a little sister, a younger one in the Lord, and she has no breasts. The language there means that she's unable to nurture other people. One of the marks of maturity is you're able to give away. You can't nurse or feed someone, what she's saying. She's unable to give away. She's still living in a place where she's more consumed with herself than she is with. What shall we do for our sister on the day when she was spoken for? And I've talked about this just recently, but if she is a wall, we shall build on her a battlement of silver. But if she is a door, we shall barricade her with planks of cedar. The idea of being a door means that there's an opening still between her and the world. She's got kind of one foot in. There's sort of this in and out relationship with Jesus and the world. And if she is a door, then what we need to do is not condemn her, reject her, but board up the door so that it can't swing open with planks of cedar. Cedar in the Song of Solomon always speaks of new creation. In other words, we need to speak into her who she really is in Christ. Help her discover the truth about herself so that she's no longer a door. But if she's a wall, if she's at a place where she's has come to a place of radical surrender, then we'll build on her battlements of silver. A wall meaning there's no door there. So there's not this sort of in and out thing of sort of half in, half out walk. And if she's a wall, we'll build battlements of silver. And if you've ever been to a castle, to a building, and have a wall, then they have these like towers that come up in corners, and maybe four, maybe something. But those are battlements. And it's from those towers where they would do a lot of killing people that would try to attack. And so we'll build battlements of silver. Silver is about victory, redemption. And if she's a wall, if she's come to a place where there's real surrender in her life to the Lord, if that's her passion, is to do the will of God, she's made a radical commitment to live a life of obedience, then we'll bring her to a place where she can do more warfare. There'll be more victories we'll see happening. Now, here is the thing that is practical. How close you build that wall is going to have a lot to do with how much victory you have experienced in battle. What I mean by that is this. I've discovered over the years that most of the time, even if in sincerity, I'm really wanting to do God's will, I want to be surrendered. I made a decision to be surrendered. I'm walking it out. But if I keep losing the same battle again and again, it's usually because I've built the wall too close. And I'm fighting the battle like right here. And I need to extend that wall way out so that the battles are being fought out there, not wait till it gets here. If I'm going to deal with the little foxes, let's deal with them out there. Now, what do I mean by that? One of the examples that I've used over the years is like, there used to be a commercial for Golden Flake potato chips. They would say, I bet you can't eat just one. And I've never known anybody actually can open up a bag of potato chips and eat just one. And if you say that you have, I believe you need to go to confession afterwards because I don't believe that that's true. So the key is don't open the bag. Because if you think you can just eat one, no, you're going to end up eating half the bag. And if it's a small bag, you're going to eat the whole bag. Or peanuts. If you're like allergic to peanuts or you don't want to eat a lot of peanuts, don't open the jar thinking you're going to eat one peanut. Livia makes Christmas candy every year. I've been doing it all my the kids all their lives. She makes peanut butter, like peanut butter bottom with chocolate top, and then she makes what she calls tiger butter, and there's peppermint stuff, and there's Heath bar stuff. There's all kinds of stuff. This year, I've not had one morsel. First time ever. And because I know I can't trust myself, right? So I've moved the wall out there. I'm going to taste it. No, I can't do that. A famous preacher, he died a few years ago, named Billy Strachan. He headed up Ian Thomas's ministry in England. He tells the story of a student coming into his office confessing his sin of immorality. They said, what happened to you, Johnny? And he said, well, I took the girl home and we got to the front door and she tells me that her parents aren't home. They're gone for the weekend. Would I like to come in? So I end up coming in, went yada, yada, yada. And next thing I know, we're in the bedroom without our clothes on and I'm asking God to help me and it didn't work. Strachan said, the battle was fought and lost at the front door. You got to push the wall out. You don't if you wait to repent because you're saying critical words about people, it's too late. It's the first thought. It's the first thought of criticalness or lust or greed or pride or fear or unbelief or judgmentalism. There's no justifying it. God wants us to be whole and victorious down to the attitude. Right? Because if you don't win where the attitude is, you will lose altitude spiritually. You will end up blowing it. So, well, no, I can entertain this little thought, or I can just watch this little thing, or I'll just, no, I'm not going to do that, but I can do this little bit. No, you're going to end up doing that eventually. Because little foxes end up causing big problems. So you have to catch little foxes, and you want to catch little foxes out there. So extend the wall, do a reset. That's where victory is won or lost, is at the front door, not in the bedroom. It's not, victory isn't won or lost if you're not supposed to eat potato chips by opening a bag and thinking you can eat one. Because you might just eat one, but you'll lay it down and 20 seconds later you'll go back and eat two more. It's not opening the bag at all. That's where victory is won or lost. Amen? By the grace of God, it's won. Amen? In the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.